say a little bit about tanning of seal skin, whatever you think is important, and the tools and what you do to take care of a good seal skin.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start out with a smaller seal.
To tan it?
Yeah, to tan it. Take care of it and tan it from the time it's killed.
You just only have a fellow with seal of pitch for to hold and put it on that stick and step it with your knee like this and put your shovel on top of the box or wood little fire. Then you hold a knife and then scrape it.
There's a butcher knife you're talking about?
Butcher knife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You scrape it easy. And when you're out of that on your way or something like, you just lay it down on the floor and then scrape it with your own scraper, just like, either way.
What's the purpose of, you mentioned a box, a blazer box or something like that, do you? Or a smaller box than that even?
Smaller.
Put one end up higher.
Up higher,
use a stick instead of a shovel, pole or...
No. It has to be straight.
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah. What's the purpose of using the butcher knife on the skin?
To clean the skin out, the inner skin out.
Oh.
On the seal.
Is the fat already all off of it?
Yes. Everything. And then...
Is it the fresh skin or was it dry?
Fresh skin or either.
Could be either.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh or dry.
When it's dry. And after you scraping it, and then soak it with soapy water.
So what kind of soap you're supposed to use now?
Napsa
soap right now.
Soap.
How many years have you used that?
Brown soap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And your family, you remember how long you...
Well, Mama used to have that kind of brown soap.
Even back when you were a kid?
Yeah. She always kept it in some place in the bag till it get a little small just for
chipping,
tan. Just tan. Not, she never used to for washing or mopping or things like this, but she kept that only one little soap. Kept it some place. That's when she's gonna tan. That's the only time she used.
So this would be for taking off the fat from the hide and skin?
Yeah. And then tweak it.
Quite a bit of twisting.
Just like leave it around there, some places where it doesn't want too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it just like overnight. And next day, tweak it. Get it dry. And just when it's really dry, I just stretching it with some flint.
With a flint and scraper.
A flint and scraper.
Mm-hmm.
Or really scrape.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even the water muffler takes the hair off first before they scrape the inner skin.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hair off and then the next scrape the inner skin and then...
Oh, they take the hair off
first.
What do they use? What kind of tool and equipment do they use for taking the hair off?
Any kind of rock. Split it good into half. Try to find a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shotgun shell.
Shotgun. In the brass?
Yeah.
In the brass. Shotgun.
Yeah, the brass. Or a can. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprinkle it with fire acid for take the hair off.
Oh.
It's really more easy to turn
your hair. Which way would you scrape against or with the hair when you're scraping, taking hairs off?
Towards head.
Towards the head, yeah.
From the tail.
from the tail to the head. And do you have this over, is it flat or is it on over something?
No, flat.
Flat.
Uh-huh. And when you're scraping it, the seal, start it from the tail.
Right.
Not to open them, you know, on the seal.
Yeah.
Because when you open it, it has always...
In a seal, are there, if I understand, there are just more than one layer of skin, right? And there's a color, some of the little colors. Now, the top layer of skin, it has a different color, doesn't it, than below it? What do you call it, that dark top layer? Is there a word for that? That outer part?
In that skin?
Yes.
Mama's rock. Uh-huh. And then that next to it, you know, sometimes it's a thinner.
Yes.
Mamira.
Meaning less?
Less. Mm-hmm. Mamira. And that, it's like it's even. Mamira.
Under this, and then there's a thicker part, isn't there, of the skin?
Yeah.
Does that have a separate word? Or part under it?
We call it amok.
And you also call the whole thing even with a black layer on it.
Yeah.
But you say, you were mentioning this in water boots, not to break through through the outer dark part.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, that you mean that black thing to name it?
Yes, I was wondering, the layers of dark part of the skin, if that has a name.
Small, just from the top, fold it together and sew it.
I see. Do you use soap or in, on the skin for water mufflers? Do you wash those with soap?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you take out some of the grease?
No. Brown soap.
But the important thing is that it not to break through the outer block.
Yes.
Block part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And how about, say, you use a head big seal too, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, group?
That's for body.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything about taking care of those?
Well, same way, just like that. But it's so thicker that it doesn't matter. You always use it in your own way.
It doesn't take so much care in the scraping of it.
No.
Into the heavy.
Uh-huh.
You also scrape the inside of the Uber
No.
Floor. You don't.
No.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't have to.
Don't have to scrape.
No.
Just take a hair off on its hair on.
Yeah. And all these seals have been first, they've been stretched, haven't they? Somewhere, yeah. By how do you do this? Springtime.
Stretch it with a little stick.
You're sitting out on the ground or on the open country.
Yeah.
Mm. Do they ever use the stretchers, wood stretchers, up off the ground?
When they have wood stretchers in handy, in their homes they use it.
Mm-hmm.
Even they dry it in the winter time. Not at North Cat though, but on the coast.
How about most of the sealskins at North Cat? Are these gotten by NORTAC people, or are they traded?
By NORTAC people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Including Uruk skin?
Including Uruk skin,
yes. Yeah. Could you tell me, while we're talking about Uruk skin, you mentioned, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that you started make crimping at an early age and so on, and could you repeat what you told me about, you crimp and sell boot soles, don't you?
Yes.
And could you tell me if they're in demand, if people want yours or anything about it, how you do it too?
Mm-hmm.
It must be that some women do it better than others, is that true?
I guess so.
Could you tell me how you make a pair of boot soles? A heavy sole.
Yeah, a good sole.
Mm-hmm.
They make them hair on, they call that black bottom. Take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
And white bottom, just take that black thing off, leave it around in the ground, let it
flip it? How do you take the black off?
Well, it is more easy to let it take it off with rub it with seal oil.
With oil?
Oil. On the hair part.
Is it when you're doing it?
On the hair part and on the skin.
When you want to take the black off?
Uh-huh.
Is this done entirely by scraping or is it
No,
soaking?
No. Just kept it in while it's raw.
Oh, keep it would it be soured at all, would the skin be soured at all, or left in a warm place?
Left it in a warm place.
It would be, so it flips.
Yeah, it flips.
Mm-hmm.
And when it flips, you wash it off and stretch it out, let it dry.
Yeah.
Without any scraping, nothing.
Oh, I see.
And same way with when you tie it, you must color it, from
you got some of yours?
They call it red.
Yeah.
Cover stuff.
This is from bark? Using bark?
Of bark.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the plant from which you get the bark? What's the word for that plant?
That's
Bella, could you continue now? We'll go back to that later on the dyeing.
You have to, when you're making a bottom, you have to so be careful. When it's too wet and when it's too dry, it's hard. You can crimp it
think once from your thumb to your middle finger, then you repeat it, add once your thumb to your trigger finger, or the forefinger, right? That's the length of your foot.
And then on the head part of your foot.
The front of the foot.
Yeah.
The widest part.
Mm-hmm. I used some thumb to my
the first joint?
First joint of my small
little finger.
Little finger.
At the cross. Yeah. At the cross top of your hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, on the heel.
What kind of tools were you using in those days?
Yes, it's Ulu.
With Ulu and what else?
And rock.
Rock.
To take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
I never use really scrapers, just rock when I make product. And see when I take the hair off from the face.
How did you do the crimping in those days when you were a girl? The crimping marks, you know. How did you make those?
I used my own teeth.
You did, huh? Even 11.
From 11.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 and then still making a bottle.
What do you use right now for the crimping?
Pliers.
Pliers.
I have not one, even natural teeth.
But you do quite well using pliers.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about what you have to do to pliers to improve them and make them into a crimping tool? Do you use them just as you buy them from the store?
No.
You don't?
You have to make it more thinner from the top.
You bevel off, you file
the head,
mm-hmm.
You know?
You mentioned the pillar that your son Terry has worked on.
Yeah.
These are beveled, they're angled off in the end, aren't they? And they're rather thin. The end of the pliers is very thin, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, because you file it off.
Mm-hmm.
How wide are they? Are they rather? Well, I asked you how wide your pliers were.
4.5 inches.
Half inch. Yeah.
And got to have a spring right on the handle.
Yes. Did those pliers come with a spring on them when you bought them?
First time I had nothing. I tried to use the cross beam. Coil spring on it, but I didn't make it myself.
Well, these pliers, the ones you showed me, have a little hole for it.
Yeah, a hole right on the, just like
here. Right here, the joint of the pliers.
When you tight the handle, they open itself.
Mm-hmm.
Open itself. I got those from Bell. Yeah.
When you start your crimping, is there any part of the foot that you've been, or some part of the foot where the crimping begins? So you're looking at a foot, you know, mine is right here.
Oh, this is my measurement from the measure of my foot.
I see your own.
Mm-hmm. From the toe, from the middle, around to it, this is my measurement for the crimping.
From perhaps we'll have to put that on paper.
To middle.
We'll probably have to put this on paper because of the difficulty of putting it on paper. The short.
And on the heel, my thumb and my whole second joint.
Yeah. Can you give me an idea of how long it takes you to crimp a pair of soles? You're using pliers now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A day. Half a day.
Half a day.
When you learn to teach, half a day.
If you never make mistakes, do you?
No, I never.
If you make mistakes, can you do it over?
Do it over,
yeah.
Do it over and over. So many times, they can't, people right now, they can't even make a pair a day. Just when they work on one bottom, they work just the front part, day, next day, a day.
If you were telling somebody who has never crimped soles, how would you advise them to the most important thing to remember?
You should advise them to show it good. That's the only thing. When it's kind of hard, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to teach ladies all right, but they never.
You see a lot of soles nowadays, and they're made for sale. Some of these have, in the middle they have a big crimp, and they have irregular, the sole is irregular, it's not flat. Why is that? And sometimes the end of it is too sharply back, it comes back, an angle to your toe, it hits the end, it's not shaped right. Can you tell me why the sole is not right, it's crimped and it's not flat?
When you start it straight, right straight, the bottom. have two wide sheets in here.
And the first, fold is important.
And turn it, leave it toward to the middle of the...
You angle it back a little bit. Your first step is angle a little bit back toward the middle of the boot, toward the back of the foot.
Yeah. And it, when you scrimp it, make it more a little, you know, hold it more bigger and on little narrow on the edge, like
that. Mm-hmm. So the crimp is bigger down at the, toward the bottom of the sole than it is up at the top.
Yeah.
Right. If you do the toe crimp first or second? The crimp.
First.
The first.
First.
Then you do the heel crimp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that should be put down on a crimping? I know one thing I wanted to ask you. You said that you have made them and people buy them from you.
Yeah.
What is the most number of soles you've made in a short length of time?
Christmas.
At Christmas time.
December. Yeah, Christmas time when they're making unimogers.
Mm-hmm.
I made them one time 42 pair inside 2 weeks. That's been 21 a week.
Oh, and two,
yeah.
And these are pairs, that is, there are two of them for you. And these are 42 pairs.
Yeah.
So it'd be 84 separate souls, double it for all these. So for 42 people.
42 people.
Right,
yeah. 42 people.
People pay you a cash nowadays?
Yes. Long time ago when I made our first maiden bottom, I used to sell for 50 cents.
Boy,
I shouldn't have done that before.
How many years ago?
I wouldn't be.
What years were those?
I don't know. If I go back to my early days, I would
know. You don't do it, do how much are you getting for an adult pair now, if you sell them for cash?
$4.
$4. How about
at home?
Yeah, at home. This is at North Park?
No, practically. Even at North
Park. Oh, at North Park,
For a woman, $3.60, and for a child, $2.50.
How much does the skin cost you if you buy the little skin now, or do you trade them usually?
$18.
$18?
Yeah.
Just for a medium size?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to scrape it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You do that work all yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a half ugu skin when you make a bottom. For all I usually try to use the for men's part, the tail part. The tail part of a stick.
Is it heavier or?
It's heavier. It's heavier. And the head part for child. And the body part, some body part.
Could you guess how many pairs of soles you can get from a medium-sized Uruk skin? So you're mixing children and men and women.
If I make
Della, I asked you how many pair of men's boot soles you got out of one Uruk skin?
Maybe eight pairs. Seven
pairs. And you say you can cut also women's and children's on the same skin if you want to.
That's enough for all.
But would you say, would it waste more?
Waste more when you cut for ladies and child, you know.
Just leave more of the cut off you can't use around the corners.
Uh-huh.
Do you get cash for all of your, or now you still get trade?
Yeah.
If somebody's hard up to you, or if they send you.
But right now, it's pretty hard.
Have you adjusted your prices over the years? When the prices of things grew up, you changed the amount you charge for your soul?
Because the stores are not getting high, and my discount is high.
Can you remember back what you charged over the years? 10 years ago, were you charging the same?
No.
You weren't?
Right? No. It was $1.75, $1.95, $75.60, that's how. Right now, it's $3.60.
You've had a crisis, so you're trying to just keep up with it and keep cost.
Yes.
Where have you been getting your group skins the last few years?
From Chicago.
You ever get them from Point Hope?
But when it's storming, so it
frame.
Frame enough. Yeah. word. It will add with that thing on, and then bend it with a kink. It's just another use of Uber. It will cut the pen.
But she did this on her grandmother's dress.
Yeah. You were saying, Donald, that it turned out that a woman died. Yeah.
Were you through that portion, or do you want to do one?
Well, she died. The baby was born, but the next, what you call it?
Afterbirth?
Afterbirth. Didn't
holy gained or held inside.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Baby was born, but he lived a lot of death. Nobody wouldn't go in there.
Yeah.
If a person going in there to help, he may die too.
Yeah.
And he may die.
Yeah.
That's why the woman only had the baby alone.
Mm-hmm. Did they save the baby in that case?
No, they didn't.
Did you ask your mother about the younger children, if she had them the same way, or if there were any changes in their custom?
Yeah, just to lift the cousin, and then maybe Isabel and I were in the house. Because I left Mama where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
She said in the house. But I don't know for sure my next sister, older sister.
See, are you the, I forget, are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Youngest,
huh? Mm-hmm. And and my